Well, every time the new school year comes around, a Pink Floyd song pops into my head, and that's money. Us college students are all kind of tight, and the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois does a lot for young students who are looking to make their way through college, who have fantastic academic achievement coupled with extracurricular, coupled with community service. And these people that have been picked to receive scholarships are role models that our younger students can take a lot from and learn from and hopefully become future scholarship winners themselves. And to present this year's scholarship awards, I'd like to introduce Miss Debbie Stein. Debbie?
It's always a great honor to me to chair the scholarship committee in the state of Illinois and to review the applications of many outstanding students who apply to our program and to be involved with getting to know these students and making selections, helping to make the selections with the scholarship committee, and helping these students move forward through their careers, because many stay with us. We hope that they will and move on to become leaders within the organization. This year, we are pleased and honored to have 6 scholarship winners, winners of National Federation of the Blind of Illinois scholarships. And I would like each one of them to come forward and introduce himself or herself to you so that you'll have a chance to get to know them also. And this evening, they will receive their actual awards at our NFB of Illinois banquet. So the first I would like to introduce is Vandana Chaudhary. Vandana?
Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, it is... Okay, good morning still. My name is Vandana, and I am originally from India, and I'm at University of Illinois, Chicago, finishing up my PhD in social work. And I'm so glad and honored and happy to be here the third time around, and I'm so honored once again. And every time I come here, there is something new and more deep I take away from the convention. And, and it helps me participate in better ways in everything else. And especially, I'm so motivated to learn Braille after, that panel. And I've been talking with people so that's something like a New Year determination. So 2012, I'm going to start the Braille. And also I've been so encouraged by people here. And as I move ahead in my career, after I finish my PhD, I'll be teaching at a university. I think the message and the philosophy of NFB is really going to, guide my endeavors, because I'm going to be working in the area of disability, and my research is also in the area of disability in developing countries where there's still so much more to be done. I mean, so this is really a lot of good information for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next is Megan Dowell. Megan?
Hi, guys. It's funny how you're so terrified of public speaking until you get into a room where no one can see your knees shaking. And it's good. I'm so glad to be here. It's my first time here, and so I'm kind of like, oh, it's kind of crazy. But I haven't even been here 24 hours, and I already love all of you. I feel so welcome, and I feel like I fit in. It's really great. I'm a sophomore right now at Olivet Nazarene University. I'm studying English and minoring in creative writing and literature. And actually, I just also declared a dietetics major, which comes with a chemistry minor, so that should be interesting. But I'm very excited. I thrive on challenges, clearly. Especially in the past, especially this year, I've just felt really called and just encouraged to be more of a leader. It gets kind of boring when you're involved in things and you're just watching other people be in charge of everything and do everything. And this summer, I was thinking to myself, and I was finally just like, you know what? I'm sick of just sitting and watching everybody else do everything. So this year, I'm part of a ministry at my school where we go and we have relationships and friendships with people at a center for those with developmental disabilities. And I'm really excited to just get to know all of them and just to be involved in that. I also now work at my school at a literary magazine, and so I'm going to be editing for that because I love that, and that's what I want to do later in life. And just in the next 2.5 years that I am in school, hopefully it's not longer than that, I want to get involved in so much more, and I'm just so excited, and I'm glad that I get so many opportunities, and I just get the chance to do whatever I can, and I'm just so encouraged, and it's good. Thank you.
Next, we will have Lori Eby.
Hello, my name is Lori Eby, as Debbie said, and I'm really thrilled to be here. I was laughing because they keep talking about young students, and I don't feel so young anymore, but I am a student. I am working on my master's at the University of Chicago in Social Service Administration. This is my second year, and I'm an evening student because I also work full-time for the Illinois Department of Human Rights as an investigator working on claims of discrimination dealing with employment and public accommodations, which is something I've always had kind of this underlying passion for, and it's just taking me a little while to get on the right, not on the right track, but the time on my track. I have 3 sons and a husband and many things going on, but I feel like this is the right timing for me. And this organization, I cannot tell you today how thrilled I am to be here. I feel like, where have I been? Why have I not been here? The word that keeps coming to my mind is strength in this room. Strength that I feel like I've really missed out on over many years. And by this being my first convention, I'm thinking I really should have been here. But I appreciate so much. Everyone has been so encouraging. And just your examples of people out in the community and what you're doing, working. I'm just such an advocate for showing communities that people with individuals with disabilities, especially blindness, can work and be a very, very useful part of the community. And so this is just a wonderful opportunity. I'm thrilled to be here, and thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Michael Nowitzki.
Yay, Michael.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Nowitzki, and this is my third time as an NFBI scholarship winner. Before I talk a little bit about myself, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the scholarship committee for selecting me again. It is wonderful to be here. Against it, to be at the NFBI convention, to get the opportunity to meet some new people, and of course the money will definitely be useful in paying my college expenses. I was born in Poland, and I came to the United States when I was 6.5 years old. My parents brought me to this country so that I could have better educational opportunities, as in Poland and in Europe in general, the educational system for people with disabilities is not developed to accommodate people with disabilities not nearly to the extent that it is in the United States. So I am in my third year at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and I am working on a major in Spanish in the concentration of Hispanic linguistics, and I am also pursuing a minor in Russian. I love studying languages, and I would like to eventually become a translator and hopefully get to the eventual level of like translating things like government documents, court records. So I am also involved with the National Federation of the Blind. I am a member of the Chicago chapter. And I am a mentor in a program called Freedom Link, which for those who don't know what that is, it's basically a program in which mentors from the NFB work with teenagers on blindness-related skills, such as we do a lot of travel, like teaching like techniques on how to cross streets, navigate a food court, things like that. I'm also a member of the Polish American Student Association at UIC, although I'm currently not very active with that that organization, but I am a member. Once again, I would like to thank the scholarship committee for selecting me, and I look forward to the rest of the convention. Thank you.
Thank you.
And next, I would like to introduce Rose Sloan.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rose Sloan, and this is my third NFBI convention. I am so grateful to be here. In my first year here, I hardly knew what NFB was and all that it stood for. I listened to resolutions and was kind of lost. 3 years later, I stand before you with a totally different perspective. As a social policy major at Northwestern University, the NFB has helped me prepare for my future career. In February of this year, I had the opportunity to go with NFBI members to Washington, D.C., and talk to staffers of the congressmen about bills that would improve the lives of blind Americans. This experience gave me what I like to call D.C. fever, and I couldn't resist but go back for the summer. I was an intern at the American Public Human Services Association. This organization represents the state's views on human services issues. There, I specified in child welfare and child care, and I had the opportunity to make visits to congressmen's offices, conduct surveys, and write articles for various newsletters. Although my ultimate career goal is to become an advocate or lobbyist in education policy, my experiences in D.C. have helped sharpen my skills. In my spare time, I enjoy going to the gymnastics gym. I have been doing gymnastics since second grade. Currently, I serve as the treasurer of the Northwestern Club gymnastics team. I also enjoy singing and rooting for various professional sports teams, specifically of Chicago. I also serve as the second vice president of IEPS. I would like to thank Debbie and the rest of the scholarship committee for choosing me as a scholarship winner. I would also like to thank NFBI for hosting these wonderful conventions. I have met many peers who have so many things in common with me here. Equally important, I have met many inspiring role models. I hope one day I will become one of those role models for others. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And finally, alphabetically, not necessarily last in our opinion, is Muhammad Saif Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's Arabic for "In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful." And that's how I'll start. My name is Muhammad Saif Allah. Compound name. You guys want to call me Muhammad or Saif, whatever works. I am currently a junior undergraduate at Loyola University of Chicago, pursuing a bachelor's degree in biology, which and also a minor in psychology, which I've recently acquired. I am in the pre-medical track, hoping to make my way through to med school and beyond. I think the two words that sort of summarize my life pretty much is traveler and student. I can't decide between the two, like, you know, which one should I pick? Traveler because I'm from the East. I was born in Pakistan, and I have lived in Saudi Arabia for a long time. I also consider myself from the West because I've been here for a while as well. So, you know, being in two different cultures really gives you a perspective about different things. And, you know, when I find myself in places like here in this convention and being involved with organizations like NFB, I am truly grateful to God that, you know, such a wonderful opportunity. Because in the East, we don't really have too much of an idea about, you know, disability or visual disability and you know, all these things. Never really thought I had a disability. I just thought, you know, I was a little slow and, you know, I would, you know, I was going to deal with it. It was pretty tough, you know, not knowing that you were kind of different and, you know, just thinking that, oh, you're just a little slow. And, you know, when I came here and I met the folks that were here who, you know, told me, oh, wait a minute, you have a form of albinism, which sort of affects your vision a lot, makes you legally blind. I'm like, oh, really? that's pretty interesting. I never knew this. And ever since I came to America, I've received a lot of support from organizations, various organizations in Chicago, and now the NFB, which I'm so thankful to be associated with now. I feel part of a really, you know, as my fellow scholarship winner mentioned, a family of strength. So, you know, I feel like I have a lot of support. And, you know, since I've been here from yesterday, I've, you know, felt a lot of support. So I'm really thankful and honored to have been selected. And, you know, and so as far as, like, you know, how I'm involved at campus, I am a certified peer health educator. I work with the campus clinic. So we are just a couple of students. We go around campus and we talk about health issues related to college students, like, for example, stress, nutrition, and things like that. I am part of two academic clubs, if you may. One is known as ACE, Achieving College Excellence. I'm an ACE scholar. And I'm also part of Golden Key, which is an international collegiate honor society. So, you know, I'm a bit of a nerd. But that doesn't mean I don't like sports. I love playing ping pong and soccer. Not too good at basketball. I kind of stopped doing that after I broke my nth pair of glasses. you know, this is my first NFBI or NFB convention, and this is also, in fact, the first time I've been out of Illinois alone. So it has been quite an experience. So I'm really thankful for NFB to give me this opportunity for the scholarship and for the experience. So yeah, thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the convention, and I hope to join you in that enjoyment. Thank you.
Actually, we're still in Illinois. I think the people in Rock Island, but we are out of Chicago. That's different. Yes, I realize
you meant
that.
Chicago.
I want to just add that the 2012 NFBI scholarship applications will be out soon, and we also want to let you know about the National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Program. Patty Chang is the chair of the National Scholarship Committee. So in the Illinois program, you're competing for scholarships with students from all over the state. In the national program, the stakes are higher. You're competing much more stiffly with students from all over the country. We encourage you to apply for both if you're a student, and please spread the word about these programs. They're wonderful opportunities.
thank you so much, and we look forward to your applications coming in very soon.
There we go. Let's have one more round of applause for the complete scholarship class this year. What a great group of guys.